Do I have to blog to grow my email list?
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
What is up, my inbox besties, Kate Doster of katedoster.com, and I'm super excited for episode number 16, where we are going to be talking about, do I have to blog to grow my email list? So we are, of course, going to be talking about some pros and cons of blogging and some alternatives, because this question was actually asked over at katedoster.com/ask. They typed it in, but you can speak it if you're more of a talker like I am. And basically, the long and short of it was, Kate, do I have to blog to grow my email list? It just takes me so much time to write. I don't really have time to promote it. And I don't really say the website traffic or the return on investment. They said ROI because they're fancy. What do I have to do this? Like, can I still run? I wanted to know about a coaching business in particular. Can I still run a really successful coaching business without blogging? So I just wanted to go ahead and answer this here. I'll go and talk about some of the benefits, some of the cons, which y'all probably kind of know, and things that you can do alternatively, because creating a blog in general and actually making sure that you have a website really falls into one of the four C's for a successful business that is going to be earning you guys the minimum of the $5,000 a month. But not just any business, y'all. My mission is to help you grow a nana-proof business, meaning one that you are proud of, that you don't feel shady telling your friends or your nana about, even though she might not get how people pay me thousands of dollars to talk to them online. But still, we want to build a business that you actually feel great about. So if you actually don't have your website yet and you haven't started a blog, and you'll see what I mean in a second, head on over to katedoster.com/join. Now that's a link to join the vault and get access to the free membership level of my brand new membership community. And in this free level, you get access to 20 trainings to help you start, grow, and nurture the crap out of your email list and build that online biz and blog you're proud of. And one of the sections that I've still left in the free is a beginning bloggers hangout, where I walk you through step-by-step how to register your domain name, how to pick a host, all of that greatness, how to put WordPress on your website, and how to actually build a simple but effective website. So head over to katedoster.com/join if you don't have a website yet. Now, what do I mean by actual blogging? So let's go ahead and define that. So blogging usually traditionally is referring to people actually writing an article on their website on the blog portion, and then they go and share it on the world. They, you know, make some Pinterest graphics, they link to it in Facebook land, they send out tweets about it, and all of that other stuff. So it's usually content in the written form. Now, of course, the benefits to this is that it tends to rank really well in Google, meaning that if you write a really great article about, you know, 10 tips for traveling with little children, and you make sure that you do your search engine optimization right, which we're going to have a special guest back talk about SEO, is you're going to want to possibly come up in Google when people search, like, what's the best way to travel with kids under 5? Something of that nature. So you've got what's called Google juice. It's actually really shareable because online people tend to like to read. They don't always necessarily want to listen to podcasts like we're doing with right now, and they can't necessarily watch videos when they're scrolling on their phone and they're supposed to be at work or paying attention to their children or their kids are napping. So reading still honestly does have a lot of value. But if it is taking you more than 6 or 7 hours to write a blog post that's less than 1,000 words, if you hated English in school, if there's just riddled with typos and you're just like, this blows, it's just not me. Well, I encourage you to write every single day for yourself in private, because that's a skill you just need to get good at in general. You don't need to shove it out in the world. You do have some alternatives. So that's what really we're going to be talking about here, is growing your email list with alternative forms of content and how you can do it well and how others might be a little bit challenging because while someone's already reading, if you've got, you know, really enticing opt-in form, especially like a picture of your freebie, and if all that sounds like jargon, head over to katedoss.com/episode2 for Jargon Soup. And there's a link in the show notes. It's a lot easier for them for this to pop in their name and their email address while they're reading this blog post and then head out. So what can a person do who's a talker who hates writing and their website is not getting much traction at all? So of course, guys, you can go with the powerhouse lately, and that is vlogging. So video blogging. And guys, can I tell you about like the serendipity of this episode? So as I'm recording this, Vlog Like a Boss by Amy Schmidhauer, and she is actually a fantastic video marketer and YouTuber. She's not a YouTuber that got famous like playing video games or like doing makeup tutorials. She was always a marketer who used YouTube to grow her business. Now, she actually has two very successful businesses right now, and she's just fantastic when it comes to video marketing. And you can get her Vlog Like a Boss book for free over from our sponsors and friends over at audible.com when you sign up for your free trial. So head over to katedoss.com/free book so you can actually snag the audio version of Amy's amazing book, Vlog Like a Boss. And the reason why it's so amazing is Amy will actually teach you step by step how to structure your video so it's entertaining for YouTube. She also talks a little bit about editing and the really important stuff like making sure your thumbnail looks really attractive, how to title your piece, how to make sure that your thumbnail and title aren't necessarily the same thing, and how to tag your stuff. Now, the way, of course, to grow your email list on YouTube is to make sure that you start with not only something that people will be very searchable for, but also that you have a strong call to action. And that is, what do you have them do when they're done watching the video? So that could be that you want them to download your freebie. So make sure that you have a link that's easy to say, like katedoss.com/join. So that way people can land on your landing page and get your freebie. Of course, you can also put it in the link below of your YouTube video, of course, so that way you can also encourage people to get on your email list. At the time of this recording, I think YouTube still has the annotation and the cards, meaning you can actually have little things that pop up that's like, want more info, click here, and then it will give them the option to click and land on your landing page, go figure, to hop onto your email list. So keep that in mind. While it can be very, very effective, and the way that you can actually get double Google juice, if you will, is if you have your video on YouTube, you optimize it, of course, and then you go ahead and you put it on your website, and then either yourself or a VA who I have that I'm working with, or go to like rev.com, have them transcribe your video and actually turn it into a really nice blog post underneath. So that way you have the added benefit of creating content that's in your zone of genius, where you just get to talk something out, play with Final Cut Pro or Camtasia, all of that greatness. And people will still have the option to read when they're sneaking in their phones in the bathroom, or when the kids are around, or when they're at work and they're supposed to be doing work. They can't necessarily listen to a video, but if you have the video and the written version on your blog, they can still read it. See, guys? So it's just about repurposing the content and where it comes from your strongest. And rev.com, there'll be a link in the show notes. It's a buck a minute. And if your YouTube video is 4 minutes, I think it's $4 well spent. That all you need to do is then just format it yourself. So do it, y'all. And they're very accurate, I have to say. So another thing, of course, you can do as an alternative to just straight up written blogging is podcasting, which when you head over to katedoss.com/join, go figure, I've got a free mini podcasting course for you that's going to show you how to actually do all of the tech for your podcast, how to get it set up with your podcast host, which I use Podbean, and you can actually start with a free account with them, which is really nice. You can sort of test the water. So katedoss.com/podbean, link in the show notes to go ahead and scoop up the little free trial that they have. But the thing with podcasting, of course, guys, if you are going to do it, and this is what I'm starting to go back and do with my episodes, I just had like my podcast player on the blog and then just the general show notes like I give you guys. Well, that's not going to work because, again, other people who are stumbling upon my website and landing on my blog, they could be in the mindset to read and not to listen. The other thing with podcast is while it is still very possible to make a great living for it, you do have to have a marketing plan, just like you did with your blog. But since your episodes are not going to be cataloged in Google, like a YouTube video are going to be, or a straight up written blog post, you need to do some extra work. Meaning you need to either get guests on your show or have a mix like I do with our bonusodes, or you need to make it a top priority to get on other people's podcasts. Because what I found is podcast listeners and not necessarily blog readers. So it's very hard to get a blog reader to become a podcast listener, but not vice versa. I know that doesn't make any sense. So you just need to make sure that if you do decide to use podcasting as your main free content channel, that you are getting yourself on other people's podcasts. Now, to grow your email list, of course, you've heard a million times throughout the show, katedoster.com/join, so you can get access to the free membership library. So not only do I have that link in the show notes, but I have it really short and easy to remember. If you have a way longer URL for your landing page, or say you have something like Lead Pages or Insta Pages, if you are a WordPress user, definitely get the Pretty Links plugin. Like if you go to katedoster.com/4, that will shoot you over to a big blog post that's named How to Get Your First 557, our first 517 email subscribers. And before we get to our last medium of choice, which is the darling of most right now, I want to talk about different alternatives in general to be growing your email list. And these are from more of the instant spurts as opposed to the long sort of passive way to be growing your email list. And that, of course, is to use ads or borrow other people's audiences. So no, you don't have to blog at all. If you create an amazing freebie after listening to our episode on that and downloading the mini course Freebies That Sell and Serve, well, just shove a whole bunch of ad dollars at it, go into a couple of Facebook groups, talk about it, and bingo, bingo, you have an email list. Of course, you're going to want to show up on your Facebook page or on Instagram or wherever your favorite social media channel is and, you know, talk about stuff that your ideal client really loves, but you can also email them as well. Another thing that I think is really great, and I think we touched on it a little bit in episode number 4, is you could do what's called freebie swaps. And over in the vault, katedoster.com/join, I actually give you templates where basically all you do is you reach out to other people who serve your audience in very similar ways, who are at about the same level as you. So newbies would go with newbies, more intermediate would go with intermediate. And you just ask them like, hey, would you share my freebie with your list? And of course, you'd explain to them like how it really benefits their audience, because you don't want to be just like me here when it comes to freebie swaps. But we've got templates in case if you get tongue-tied, or I guess keyboard tied, about what to say. So just head on over to the vault and it will help you out as well. Of course, we always have the grand puma of them all, which is joint venture webinars. And I think that's really great about JV webinars is instead of pitching like products, if you just ask them, hey, can I just do a free masterclass for people? I'm not going to pitch anything, my services or anything. The only thing I ask is that they sign up through my email. And then just do that. I think that's a fantastic way that you can be growing your email list. But again, guys, you still have to show up on social media and actually talk about your stuff so people know that you're an expert. So keep that in mind. So let's go ahead and we'll talk about the last method, of course, which is live video. So that, guys, is just a couple of different alternatives. Now, there's one last way that is very, very popular right now. It's very hot. And that is, of course, live video. So Instagram has live video, Facebook has live video, and Periscope was really like the one that sort of like blew up. But Periscope live video is very, very different than Facebook live videos in the fact that when Periscope was in its heyday, people would always shout out their followers, like the broadcaster would be like, oh my goodness, guys, like you need to follow Tim in the comments below. He is just so smart. I love all of his stuff. If you like my things, you'll like him. And it was very easy for people to then click on Tim's name and hit the follow button. That does not happen on Facebook Lives at all, because people would have to stop listening to the broadcast. They would have to then click on Tim's name, which would send you to Tim's personal profile, which then you would have to hope that Tim has his business profile online with his actual profile. So then they would hit follow and then they would have to hit first notifications to get videos. So it's like 18 million steps, as we just said, as opposed to one for Periscope. And they also now miss out on getting to interact with the host who they're caring about in the first place's message in the first place. So say if you're listening to Pat Flynn and Pat Flynn happens to shout somebody out, there's like 8 steps to actually follow that, and now you're going to lose all this face time, if you will, with Pat that you could have had to build your own personal relationship. So it's a lot harder unless you are focusing on actively growing your Facebook business page. Now that brings up the point, well, can I just do Facebook Lives for my personal page? According to Facebook's terms and services, that's actually in violation, meaning that they can suspend all of your accounts and kick you out of Facebook land. Now, if you're a B2B like I am, where I help other business owners, 98% of the people I'm friends with could care less about this stuff. They just don't. But if you're a person who maybe sells candles or you have a direct care business, or, you know, you talk about issues with kids' skin, that might actually work out because they can actually really be interested in it and want to necessarily share it with their friends and family. So I wouldn't necessarily do that a lot. What's nice about Facebook Lives, of course, is that you can go in and edit it and have links again to your freebies. If you use something like Be Live or Be Live TV or OBS, you can actually have like little things on your screen. I use Ecamm. I just switched over to it so I can have like my little URL on the bottom. So the whole time it would say like kateauster.com/join, and it would get you over to the free resource. But the point is, guys, is that you need to be doing at least one form of content consistently. So I know that I got actually a huge backlash when I took the season one break because I wanted to take some time off and I didn't run rerun episodes. And that's the thing, is because Wednesday, you know that Inbox Besties is coming out. I am part of your Wednesday routine. That is your ultimate goal with your free content, guys. So if once a week you want to do a Facebook Live, don't like make it sporadic times, make it every week like an actual television show so you are part of people's routine. And always just start with one, guys. I know so many people that are like, oh, I'm gonna blog every single day, or I'm gonna vlog every single day, and then they just fall off the wagon after like 2 weeks because they can't. Or they say, oh, I'm gonna do like 3 times a week, and then they miss a couple weeks and then they just end up not blogging at all. If you can only blog once a week, that's fine. Just make sure that you're releasing that blog post on the same day every week. That is all I'm asking for. Make sure that it is engaging. Make sure that it's answering people's questions, and have fun, guys, because honestly, everyone can go to eHow and probably learn everything that we talk about, but that stuff is boring. It lacks your personality and it lacks you. So that is it for today's episode for alternatives to blogging, reasons why you might want to blog. Now, if you need help, of course, setting up your website, you're not quite sure, like, oh God, like how do I come up with content, whether it's written or not written, head on over to katedoster.com/join. If you are really getting into the whole vlogging thing, because Vlog Every Day in August is coming up, spoiler alert, Amy Schmidt-Hauer, of course, does that. Head on over to katedoster.com/free book. Claim your free copy of the audio version of Amy's book, Vlog Like a Boss, and just get out there, people. You need to be creating content that is free for everyone, that you can share everywhere. She can show off your stuff. And I will see you guys, of course, next Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.